From AirPods liberation to the 7 and 47's farewell, what open source culture and aviation history share? A project called LibrePods, posted to GitHub by an independent developer, generated more than 140 comments on Hacker News, the strongest engagement of the hardware stories this week. The project reverse engineers the Apple AirPods communication protocol and delivers most of the headphones' proprietary features: ear detection, noise cancellation control, battery status in the system UI, head gesture recognition, to non-Apple devices. The technical achievement is also implicitly an argument. Users who own hardware should have access to its full feature set, regardless of which operating system they run. Apple will likely respond with firmware updates that break the reverse-engineered implementation. LibrePods will update its code in response. The cycle will repeat indefinitely. That is, as the Hacker News discussion noted, how all third-party compatibility projects involving Apple hardware tend to work. The AirPods case illustrates how proprietary protocols create platform lock-in at the hardware layer. A $250 pair of headphones that technically communicates via Bluetooth functions, in practice as a premium feature only within Apple's own software stack. At the other end of the technological lifespan, The Atlantic published what amounts to an obituary for the Boeing 747. The aircraft entered commercial service in 1970, transformed long-haul international travel by making it economically accessible beyond wealthy passengers, and is now entering its final operational phase as airlines retire the last remaining airframes. The Hacker News comments drew a line between the Boeing that bet its corporate existence on a wide-body jet in 1966 and won, and the Boeing of 2026. A company whose subsequent decades of management decisions have not reflected as well on the institution.